Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Ayin Gimel. We'll begin three lines from the top. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas, Julius Rosenzweig, Yehuda ben Avraham. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah. So we begin quoting the Mishnah where it said, Shecharto shelo li'ochlav. If a person shechted the Korban Pesach, not for people that can eat it. In other words, there was a Kenim or they were Cholim. None of them were able to eat a Kizayis of the Korban Pesach. So we had learned previously in the last parak that, in fact, such a Korban Pesach is not a good Korban Pesach. It has to be for people that can eat and not eat in order for it to be good. But if it's all for people that can't eat, it's all for Zekanim, all for Cholim, so then it's not a good Korban Pesach. So that's what we said in the Mishnah. And therefore, we said in the Mishnah that if a person were to shech this on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, you'd be Chayev Chatzis, because you're not doing a mitzvah. There is an inability for this Korban Pesach to be brought successfully. So it says, Pshita, obviously, if it's not a good kosher Korban Pesach, so then of course you're Chayev Chatzis if you shecht it on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush over here in the Mishnah? Kivin, the Hos, and Pasul, since we learned in the last parak that a person, in fact, is not shechting a kosher Pesach and that the Korban Pesach is Pasul, so Hoch Chayev, you have to tell me over here that you're Chayev? Of course you are. You don't have to tell me that if you shecht an improper Korban Pesach that you're Chayev. So the Gemara says, no, the Chiddush is Mishum, the Tanah Sefer, Potter. The Chiddush is that if you shechted it, both Li'ochlov and Lo'Li'ochlov, that you're going to be, in fact, Potter. Because then it is a Kosher Pesach. But once you tell me that, so then Tanah Reisha Chayv, so then it tells me for parallelism both. So it tells me the case of Li'ochlov and Shalo'Li'ochlov, that's the Sefer, and therefore it also tells me the Reisha, just Shalo'Li'ochlov. Gemara says, V'ho'Nami Pshita. Again, there's no chiddush there in the sefer either. Mishum the hasam kosher, because we learned in the last parak that it's perfectly acceptable. It's a kosher, a Korban Pesach, as long as it's la'ochlov and lowly ochlov. The lowly ochlov don't ruin it for you. So you already taught me that then. So if it's a kosher, Korban Pesach, so what do you have to tell me that you're going to be potter in this situation, in the sefer? Hacha potter is a chiddush? What chiddush is there? So the Gemara says, there's another reason. Ella, I did the Tana Shechato Shaloli Shmo B'Shabbos. It had to tell me the case in our Mishnah of when you shecht it Shaloli Shmo. If you shecht the Korban Pesach Shaloli Shmo on Shabbos, that you are in fact going to be Chayav Chatas. So that's a Chiddush. So therefore, Tana Nami Shaloli Ochlu. So then it tells me already the whole series of other cases where you would be Chayav. Says, but the he gufa lomeli. Why do I need that? That's also something that is clear. If it's not a kosher Korban Pesach, so then why do you have to tell it to me that you chayav achatas? It's obvious. Someone says, no, not here. It's not so obvious. You had to tell me this then, because that leads into the whole machlokas of Elazar Yeshua. Mishum dekoboya lifluge Rabbi Elazar Yeshua. That it's not so obvious that it's always going to be chayav achatas in some situations. For example, Reuyin. So that we said it's according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not chayav achatas. So therefore, once it had to lead into that, so then it tells me the rest of the ideas as well for parallelism and for completeness' sake, not necessarily for a new chiddush. Now the Gemara asks, Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chinina Levrei. Rav Huna Bar Chinina said to his son, and he says, Ki azlis lekamei de Rav Zika boi minei. When you get to Rabbi Zrika, go and ask them the following shalit. In other words, when you go to yeshiva, when you go to learn by Rabbi Zrika, ask him the shalit, because I don't know the answer to the shalit. Ledivrei Omer, according to the opinion that we learned in Warren Shabbos, that Mekalko Bechabura is Potter. There is a machlokes in the Gemara in Shabbos as to whether Mekalkel is in fact going to be chayv. If you do something that's a destructive type of an act, there's no constructive component to it. It's a purely destructive act. So are you in fact chayv or not if you do that on Shabbos? Normally on Shabbos we say, for example, if you're going to do tearing, if you're ripping something, so there is an opinion that says you're only chayev for tearing because it's amanas l'tfira, that you're going to go and sew it up. So you're making a tear that was a jagged tear, you're making it into a good tear that's making it easy to go and sew it up. So that's when you're chayev. But if it's a purely destructive act, you just stop and rip something, so there's one opinion that says it's not an Isser Shabbos. So according to that opinion, that says Makalko b'chabura is potter, you're not chayev in Isser Daraisa if you do a purely destructive act. So Rav Huna Bar Chinina said to his son, go and ask Rav Zrika this question. According to that opinion, that Makalkal is potter on Shabbos, so when you shecht something, shechato, shelo li'ochlov, if you're shechting something for people that can't eat it, and therefore it's not a good Korban Pesach, and we said in our Mishnah, therefore you're chayev achatas, how come? Matikain, what is the constructive act over here that's going to make you chayev achatas on Shabbos? If this is purely a shechita that doesn't work, it's not a good shechita. So then it's a purely destructive act. And therefore, if it's a purely destructive act, according to the machlokes, according to the opinion that mekabel v'chalur is pater, how come that opinion says yechayev v'chatas? That's the question that was asked of Rav Zikra. So the Gemara says, no, there is a constructive act here, even though it's mostly destructive. The constructive act is tikein. In fact, im alu lo yardu. There is a halacha that you're not allowed to go put the emurim of this possible carbon pesach up on the mizbeach. You shouldn't do that lechachila. What happens if one of the Kohanim didn't know this halacha, or in the zrizus of everything going on, they put up the emurim on the mizbeach? So in this situation, you would be, in fact, not allowed to go and take them off. As Rashi points out, to call a korban shenifslu be'azara, if there's a korban that became possible in the azara, so the Gemara in Zvachim tells us, im alu la mizbeach en mureyan lahakdir lo yerdu. So, in fact, that's the constructive act over here, that now the emurim, if they were to be put up there on the mizbeach, they're not supposed to, but if they were put up there on the mizbeach, they wouldn't be brought down, and therefore that is the aspect over here, the constructive aspect, that even according to the opinion that says makal chabur is potter, would say over here that yechayev achatav. He asked them to also ask Rav Zrika the following question. It's again very similar question. Shechato v'nimso balmum. We had it on Mishnah that if you go and shecht an animal and it turns out that it's a balmum. Now, in that situation, again, it's a possible carbon pesach, and nevertheless, it said that yechayev achatas. How come yechayev achatas in that situation? Again, matikin is a purely destructive act. According to the opinion, it says mekalko bechabura is going to be potter. According to that opinion, what did he do over here that should make yechayev achatas? Matikin. So Mark gives a very similar answer. No, tikin, there is a constructive component over here in case this was a animal that the balmum, the blemish that it had, was what we call bidukin sheba ayin. This is normally translated as some sort of a film over the eye, which some suggest is a cataract, others suggest is something called a pterygian, which is basically some sort of a growth that goes over the eye, and this makes a animal a balmum. By a bird, however, this is not a balmum. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, by a libra Rabbi Akiva, since by a bird this isn't going to be possible, so therefore the Omar he holds, im alu lo yerdu. So you similarly have a case here that if you were to go put this balmum up on the Mizbeach, then you wouldn't go take down the Emurin. So therefore, just like in the first case where we had that if you brought up the Emurim onto the Mizbeach because the psul came about in the Azara, such as when you shechted the Korban Pesach, Shaloli Ochlov, so there you were saying, Im Olu Lo Yardu, so over here, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it was a Dukin Shuba'ayin type of a mum, then you wouldn't take it down. If it was a regular mum, even Rabbi Akiva's mum, that you'd take it down. Im Olu Yardu. But here, since it's Dukin Shuba'ayin, which is good by a bird, if you have a Chatas Ofer, an Oles Ofer that has Dukin Shuba'ayin, it's not considered a mum. So therefore, over here, also, Rabbi Akiva holds that by a bird, therefore you don't take it down by an animal. So here again, there is a constructive component to it. Finally, he told his son to go and ask Rav Zrika the following question. Shechato, if you go shech the animal, if you go find an internal blemish, an internal trefa, one of the yudches trefos, so you find there's a hole in the heart, you find there's a hole in the intestines, there's a sircha in the lungs, and an adhesion in the lungs, etc. Any one of the trefos, and you didn't know this from the outside, you can't see this from the outside, they didn't x-ray the animal, they didn't have any way to know that this trefa was inside. So therefore, in this situation, you thought you were doing a perfectly good kosher pesach, and it turned out that the animal's a trefa, so you're potter. You don't bring a chatas. That situation, what could you possibly have done? Nobody would ever shech the korban pesach there because maybe it's a trefa. So as long as it's not visible from the outside, if you shecht an animal and find out it's a trefa, then you're potter. You're not chayav chatas. However, that implies that if there was obvious trefa from the outside, you can see the leg is broken above the knee, you see that there's a certain trefa that's visible from the outside, and then you shechted it anyway, so then you would be chayiv. Then it's not a kosher carbon pesach, you should have known it's a trefa, you didn't look well, so therefore you are going to be chayiv achatas. But again, the same question, matikin, this is then a purely destructive act. So how come, according to the opinion, it says makalku b'chabur is potter, so why would you be chayiv achatas in this situation for this purely destructive act? So the Gemara says, no, again, similar answer, Tikkun, there is a positive aspect over here. There is a takana. There is an improvement somehow in this animal. In that, lahotzi midei nevela, the animal is no longer metame tumas nevela because you did a kosher shchita on it. So while the kosher shchita doesn't make it kosher, it does remove tumas nevela from an animal. An animal that dies naturally or through any non-shchita methodology is going to be metame as a nevela. But if you did shchita on it while it was still alive, even though the shchita won't make it kosher, but the shchita removes tumas nevela. So in this situation, you remove tumas nevela. Mar says, Masik l'Ravina. Ravina says, wait a second. Ha de Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Hashochet chatos b'shabes b'chutz li'avodah zarah. If a person did this horrific act, Ruchmono Litzlan, he shechted a chatos. It specifically is talking about a chatos over here, because it's going to be dealing, when you look in the Gemara, in Chulin, it says you're dealing with a chatos ha'of. So chatos ha'of, you only have to shecht one of the pipes, and therefore you get around some technical problems. In any event, you shechted this chatos outside the Azara, which is number one, you're not allowed to do. Number two, it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And number three, you did it for Avodah Zarah. And if you did this all by accident, you didn't realize what you were doing, so then you have three chatos, one for shechting a carbon outside the Azara, number two, for shechting something that's not a good shechita on Shabbos, and number three, you were shechting it l'avodah zarah. So chayav levi shlosh chatos. So this is a case where the person did a purely destructive act, and he's chayav three times for it. So according to the opinion, it says, mekalku b'chabura on Shabbos is potter, matike, and again, the same question, what did you possibly do positive over here? So I'm Rav Avira. Rav Avira answers, and he says, no, shemotziya midei evi minachai. While a Yid can't eat this, but a Ben Noach is allowed to go and eat this now because it's no longer Eva Minachai. This isn't one of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach that you can't eat something that was shechted on Shabbos, something that was shechted Chutz Li'Azara, something that was shechted Avodah Zarah. That's not a Isser over here for the Ben Noach to eat this. But Eva Minachai is one of the Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and therefore you've removed it from being an Isser of Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach by making it no longer Eva Minachai, and therefore that is a constructive act, and therefore, as with this whole series, these four questions that were raised about, according to the opinion, that Makaka B'chabur is Potter, what was the Takana, what was the positive aspect? So we answered there's a positive aspect in each one. Now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shechoto v'noda v'chule, if you shechted the animal, and then afterwards you only find out that there were no balam on it. Again, the balam are allowed to jump around. So you thought this Korban Pesach, you're the Kohen shechting this Korban Pesach, or as we pointed out, the Yisrael shechs it, and then the Kohanim do the rest of the Avodah. So they bring this Korban Pesach up, and you go shecht it. You assume that it has menuyim on it. You assume that there are people registered to it. But afterwards it turns out that the people that were registered to it, they got a better deal elsewhere, and they jumped off it, and they no longer were registered for it. And as it turns out, there was not a single person registered for this Korban Pesach. So in this situation, the person who shechted it is not going to be chayav chatos for shechting on Shabbos something that's not a kosher carbon. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Rav Huna, Amar Rav says, Oshom shenitak l'riya. The person has a carbon oshom that he's supposed to bring. And then Rashi reminds us of the din that there are situations where a chatos, if the balam, for example, died, or the balam became niskapru biacher, they got their kapara through another karmen chatos. So the karmen chatos, these are the chamesh chatos shemesos. There are five situations where a person's karmen chatos, if he can't bring the karmen chatos because he no longer needs to bring it, so there's nothing he can do with the karmen chatos, and the chatos has to be let to die. You put it in the kippah, you put it away, and the animal dies. The similar scenario by an Oshem, these are all halachos from Moshe Mitzrayim. So the similar situation by an Oshem is that you don't let the animal die, but you do wait until it gets a mum. Yira achi yistayiv. You wait, you let it out the pasture until it gets a mum. And then, once it gets a mum, you take the animal. You can now redeem it. It has a mum. The person who buys it goes, and there's certain halachos as to what he's allowed to do with it. Basically, he shechts it and he eats it. And the funds that you get from that person, you go and buy an ola, or you buy a person ola. We'll see this is a machlokas over here, what you do with it. So, the oshem shenitak l'ri'ya. You have an oshem that the balam niskapru from some other situation. There was another korban oshem that was brought on their behalf, and they no longer have to bring this korban oshem. Rechman al-Sam, the balam died, etc. The five scenarios where this oshem is now nitak l'ri'ya. It's officially sent out to pasture. Yireh achi yistayiv. And then, in this situation, where this Asham was supposed to wait till it gets a mum, somebody went and shechted it. Ushichato stam. Now the Gersa that we have over here, we'll see later on, one of the answers would be to change this around. Amar Rav Huna, Rav tells us over here that if you just shechted it without intentionally saying, I'm shechting it l'shem korban ola, you just shechted it stam, without changing it officially from an Asham into being now a korban ola. So Rav Huna, Amar Rav says, it's kosher li'ola, it is still a good ola, even though you didn't oker it, you didn't uproot it and say, I'm officially turning it from an oshem into an ola, so you are kosher as an ola, it is a good carbon ola. Gemara says, wait a second, Alma, kosavra lo boy akira, you can see from this, Rav Huna, Amar Rav, in fact, says that you don't have to uproot it, you don't have to say, hinei mukhla mazum, and I'm taking it from being an oshem into now being an ola. You don't have to go in and actively uproot it. But if that's true, ihachi, so then kilo nitak nami. So then how come the halacha is, even if you didn't officially yira achi yistai, even if you didn't officially put it out to pasture, so then why in that situation would it not be valid as an ola as well? But in fact, if it was before it was yira achi yistai, so then if you shechted it as an ola, it's not good. So how come there's this distinction between letting it go out to pasture, yirat shiyistayib, where it is a valid korban ola, but if you shecht it before then, it's not a valid korban ola. So Gemara says, this is a gzeira. It's a rabbinical decree over here that we don't allow you to go and shecht it if it hasn't yet been put out to pasture, yirat shiyistayib, because of a gzeira. We say that if we let you go and shecht it now as a korban ola, if we let you go and shecht it before it goes out to Yerushi Yistayiv, you may mistakenly think that even if it's before it is no longer able to be shechted as an Osham, it still is a good Osham. The person didn't get a kapara from someplace else, he didn't die. You might think that you can still just change an Osham into an Ola. So therefore, the rabbis made a gzera over here, Liacha Kapara, even after this Osham is no longer needed, but before Yerushi Yistayiv, we don't let you go and shecht it as an ola because of lifnei kapar, because of the concern that you may come to do it, even when it still is a good carbon asham. So Gemara says, how do you know that? Umino teimra, the tnan. So this is based upon a Mishnah in Temura. The Mishnah in Temura tells us, asham shemei subalav, this is one of the cases, the five cases, where Rechmano Litzlan, if the person was supposed to bring an asham, so he passed away. So now this asham falls into the category of yirachi yistayim. So the Mishnah in Temura tells us, or in another situation, Oshin Iskapu Balav, or this is another one of the situations where the Balam got a kapara, whatever the reason they had to bring the Karban Asham, they got a kapara by bringing the Karban Asham from someplace else, and now this original Karban Asham is unnecessary. So in these situations, Yira Achi Yistayev, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that you have to let it go out to pasture. And then, once it gets a mum, v'yimocher, you'll have to sell it. And then, what do you do with the money that you get from the person who bought it? V'yiplu domov l'nedava. Those funds that the person paid for this carbon asham that has a blemish in it, that he's now going to shecht this chulin, so the money that he pays for that is used for a keitz ha-mizbeach, putting up olas on the mizbeach. In other words, they're communal offerings that are now brought when the mizbeach is, so to say, empty. So you put up additional olos, so the Mizbeach shouldn't be empty, so they have funds in the Beis HaMikdash that people could donate for what's called Keitz HaMizbeach. This is going to be used when the Mizbeach is relatively empty, so they take these funds and they go and shecht olos, so the Mizbeach is always, so to say, busy. And that's what you do with these funds. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rav Elezer disagrees. Rav Elezer Omer Yomus. He says that just like the Chatos that is in a situation where the owner dies or the owner gets a kapar for someplace else, the chattas has to die. So Rabbi Lez's opinion is that so too, the same din applies to an asham. There isn't this yira achi yistayiv. He says it should be yomus as well. And then we have the third opinion, which sounds an awful lot like the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yimacher v'yavi v'damav olav. He says you sell it when it gets a mum, yira achi yistayiv, it gets a mum, you sell it to somebody, and then you go buy an ola with it. So Rashi explains over here the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yeshua is that the Gemara in Temura tells us, Rashi brings down, in Dibra Maschel, V'yavi, B'dom, V'olo, he says, Ma'adein Dibra Rabbi Yeshua, Dibra Chama, what's the difference between Rabbi Yeshua and the Tanakhama? They both say, you're actually a stayiv, and you take the money, and you purchase an ola. So Rashi explains, El Shuzman Shehi Ba L'chovaso, Hu Somech Alev Shochto, Unisachel Krevi Mishalo, Ukishehi, So he says it has to do with the technical details. According to the Tanakhama, it's an offering that's brought on behalf of the tzibur, and therefore the tzibur will pay for the nesachim, the libations that come along with it, and there's no balim, so therefore nobody does smicha. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's a personal carbon ola, and therefore he has to go pay for the nesachim, and he has to do smicha on it. So that's the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yeshua. They're very similar. They both say, you're actually a staya, v'yipul dava v'ndava, but they just argue about what is that nedava that is brought. Is it a carbon sibur, like the Tanakhama, and therefore it doesn't require the person to lay out nesachim from his own pocket, and there's no smicha on it, there's no leaning on the carbon, because there's no real balim, it's all of Klai Yisrael, or the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua that says, no, it's a personal carbon ola, therefore he has to pay for his own nesachim on it, and he has to do smicha on it as well. So the Gemara says, v'domov in, what are we darshing out? This was the proof to the idea that the gzei rovi eliyachak kapara ought to livne kapara. So it says, b'domov in, you're not allowed to go shech this animal. You wait yirachi yistayiv, and then with the funds, you'll go buy a carbon ola according to the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yeshua. Avol gufo lo, but you're not allowed to go and shech it itself as a carbon ola. Now, it's a perfectly good animal. It doesn't have a blemish yet. It's before yirachi yistayiv, and yet you're not allowed to go and shech it itself as a carbon ola. Why not? So the Gemara says, gzeira, just like we had the gzeira before. So this is a proof to that gzeira that we said before, gzeira li'acha kapara, or to lifne kapara. Here's the source for such a precedent. The gozer li'acha kapara, the rabbis made a gzeira over here, that if we allow you to go and shecht it after the kapara was gotten, in other words, after the person no longer was required to bring a carbon asham, but you have this asham around, so what do you do with it? So we said, we don't let you go and shecht it as a carbon ola, even though it doesn't have a mum, or to lift a kapara, because you may come to mistakenly go and shecht it then, when it still is a perfectly good carbon ola, when the guy hasn't gotten a kapara yet. Shema mina. So you see that the rabbis do make such a decree, zera, or to acha kapara, or to lift a kapara, and therefore, that is the proof from this Mishnah in Tmura that we do such things. Now, we go back and we said before, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, he taught us that according to this understanding, you don't have to go and uproot it. If you went and shechted it, the carbon ola, after it was yira, achi yistayiv, so then we don't make any such gezer in that situation, and after the fact, it is a perfectly good ola. On this, Eisei Rav Chisla Rav Huna. Rav Huna Amar Rav was the one that said the statement, so Rav Chisla asked to Rav Huna, how do you understand our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Shechato, the Noda, Shemoshku, Balim, Es Yodam, Mechule. Our Mishnah said that if you go and Shech the Korban Pesach, and in fact you find out that there are no Balim on it after all, so it said that it is not a Kosher Korban Pesach, but you're not Chayiv in that situation, a Korban Chatos. We turn to Ayin Gimel on Beis, but it says, V'toni Allah, there's a Brisa that then came along and said that this is on a weekday, Bechol, Kiai Gavna, if this were to occur on a weekday, so then you surf miyat, you burn it right away. You don't have to wait till we have what's called Uber Tsura, that it changed its appearance. In other words, you don't have to wait till it has an additional psul of Lina, that it stayed beyond its time period, but you'll have to burn it right now, when it would be a perfectly acceptable time period still for you to put the Emurim up on the Mizbeach and to go and eat it, if it's a type of carbon that could be eaten, like an Oshim could be eaten by the Pirchei Kahuna. So in this situation, on a weekday, we burn it right away. You surf miyat. Now, you only burn things right away under certain situations, and you don't have to wait till Uber Tzura. So the Gemara says, "I amis bishlomo boy akira." Now, Rav Huna Amar Rav said, you don't need to uproot it for being a carbon asham and make it into a carbon ola. But if you say that you have to uproot it, then we understand why you surf miyat. "I amis bishlomo boy akira." So if you've uprooted it previously, hi pesachu, it previously was a carbon pesach, the kivin lesle balim, but now that there are no balim on it, havale psulo begufo, it's an intrinsic psul, and therefore, amtu lahachi yisarf miyat. Now we understand why, if it's an intrinsic psul in the animal, as opposed to an extrinsic psul. Here, the animal is a psul itself. It is no good, because there were no balim on it. And therefore, it's an intrinsic psul, havale psulo begufo, and therefore, the halacha is, amtu lahachi yisarf miyad. That's the rule. Something that's an intrinsic psul, so you go and burn it right away. You don't have to wait till it has an additional problem with it called lina, that it was beyond its time, and now you go burn it because it's lina. So you don't have to wait till uber tsuraso. But that's not what Rav Huna Amar Rav said. Ella, you said, Iamis lo boy akira. You're saying that you don't require to do an akira on it. You can just go right away and make it as a carbon ola. You don't have to uproot it from being a carbon asham after it's yirah shi'istayv. If it hasn't had a mum yet, you can bring it right away as an ola. If you did that, it would be good. So then, how come? Mereisha havelei shlamim. Originally, the minute in our case that the balim left their carbon pesach, so at that moment that it has no balim, it automatically becomes a shlamim. So that's an external mum that you now shechted it when you weren't allowed to. Psulo mishum mai. What is the reason that it's not good? Mishum dover acher, because you're not allowed to go and shecht because shochet le acher tomit shabein harbayim. The psul over here is that you shechted it because you thought it was a carbon pesach. So we had already learned previously that the order of the carbonos is normally nothing comes after the carbon tomit, with the one exception being the carbon pesach. And we said sometimes you could have also, if you're a mechusu kippurim, you could have a carbon shechted then after the carbon tomit as well. But in general, carbon tomit is the last carbon of the day. And if somebody violates that, they're going to make that carbon that shechted after the carbon tomit, shobein harbayim, no good. Now, over here, you're shechting this animal, which you think is a carbon pesach. You're shechting it, but it's not a carbon pesach because there's no balam on it, so you're shechting it as a shlomim. So in this situation, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with this. It was a perfectly good carbon shlomim, but external factors, specifically that you shechted it after the carbon tumim, shobein harbayim, made it no good. And therefore, ibur tsura boy, you have to go and wait till it also has lina, until you have a change in its form. There is a machlokis. What does it mean, ibur tsura? So the simple understanding is you just have to wait till it's lina, until it's beyond its time period, and then you can go and burn it. Others say you literally need ibur tsura. You need to have, over here, a change in its form. So you have to wait a couple of days. But the simple understanding is you just wait till it's lina, until it's beyond its time period, and then you can burn it. But you're not allowed to burn it miyad. So here we have the problem. The Brisa said, on a weekday, b'chol ki agavno yisorf miyad, but here, according to Rav Huna Amar Rav, who says that it doesn't require akira, so then it's an extrinsic factor over here that you shechted it after the tamid shobein harbayim. That's the reason why it's psul, because otherwise it's a carbon shlamin. It's allowed to be shechted then on a weekday, no problem. But the fact that it's shechted after tamid shobein harbayim makes it a psul, an extrinsic psul, and therefore the halach should be that you'd have to have ibur tsura, and you shouldn't be yisarf miyad. The Tanya, because we learned that this is the halacha, Zach Klal. Kol she psula b'gufa, if it's an intrinsic psul in the animal itself. For example, it wasn't able to be shechted because it wasn't automatically uprooted by Akira. You have to physically state, I'm changing it from a Pesach into a Shlamim. And therefore, in that situation, if it requires an Akira, so that's why if you didn't do an Akira, it's an intrinsic psul, you surf miyad. But according to Rav Huna Amar Rav, it doesn't require its own akira. It automatically becomes nekar. So then the only psul is that it was shechted after the carbon tamid shebein arbayim. And in that situation, to uber tsuras, so you should require that it should change its form. It should have lina. And you shouldn't be able to be yisarf miyad. So that's what the Braisa tells us. Zaklau, kol she psula begufo yisarf miyad. But damu bebalim. But if the psul is an extrinsic psul, you did some problem with the dam, it didn't have the proper zrika done, or there was a problem with the balim. So that situation, to uber tsuraso, you don't burn it beyond the Yesel Beis HaSreifa. When you burn it, you take it outside and you burn in the Beis HaSreifa. So we have a problem. If Rav Huna Amar Rav is correct, so then you shouldn't have been Yisarf Miyad. It should have been Teyober Tsuraso V'Yetzel Beis HaSreifa. Kashan Rav Huna Amar Rav from this Braisa. Shmuel says, you're right. We have to change around the language of Rav Huna Amar Rav. Before I point it out, look at the language carefully, and now we're going to change it. Elo, lo tema, don't say, like we originally had it, that shechoto stam, if you shechted it stam, without uprooting it. Kosher l'shem ola, that Rav Huna Amar Rav said, in that situation, you don't have to uproot it. It automatically can become an ola when you shecht it as an ola, without even uprooting it. No, that's not what they said. Ela ema, this is what Rav Huna Amar Rav really said. He said, shechoto, if you shechted it, l'shem ola, if you shechted it, l'shem ola, so then, it is kosher as an ola. In other words, it requires an akira. You're shechting it l'shem ola. That is the akira. Oh, now we understand why you sarf miyad, because you uprooted it. And if it requires uprooting, now we understand in the case of the carbon pesach that was shechted but didn't have balam on it, so that was an intrinsic psul, because you didn't uproot it. And therefore, now we understand why you sarf miyad. So now Rav Huna Amar Rav is in perfect accord with the Braisa. No, what do we see? So I'm a boy Akira. So we see that the halacha is according to Huna and Rav, and based upon our understanding of the Braisa, so therefore you do have to uproot it. But Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda, what about Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda? Now we had Rabbi Chiya bar Gamda previously, the Omar, in last Perek on Daf Samach Gimel. We had this discussion where it was Nizruka b'pichabura. They discussed it in the Beis Medrash, and everybody said in the Beis Medrash, Yamre, what would be the following halacha? Kigon shayu balim tmei mason. If in fact you shechted it for balim that were all tmei mason. So in that situation, normally that would be automatically uprooted to a shlamim. So it automatically would get uprooted. But we had said, no, the nidkin lepesach sheni, the reason why it wasn't uprooted was because these people who were tamei meis were going to bring it on Pesach sheni. So therefore, it still was the status of a korban Pesach. But the implication was over there from Rav Chiya bar Gamda, there was only that unique case where these people were tamei meis, and therefore it still was a korban Pesach for that year. Korban Pesach has to be less than 1 year old, so it can never be for the next year. So if it was no longer brought on Pesach Rishon, how come it didn't automatically become a shlamim? So we said, and that unique case was because the people who were the owners of that korban Pesach were tamei meis, and they were going to bring it as a Pesach Sheni. So therefore it still retained its status of being a korban Pesach. Implication, however, being, only in that situation, high, where they were still planning on shechting this korban Pesach, who did bar yakira? Did you need an uprooting? But otherwise, the stam position, ho b'yama, lo bar yakira, ma'ikol emeimar, this goes in as a stira to what we just said, that Rav Huna Amarav and the Braisa hold that it must require an akira. There you see clearly that it doesn't require akira, it only required an akira in the unusual case where they were tamei meis and they were still going to use the korban Pesach for Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, no. Elo Amar Rav Huna Brother Yeshua. You know what the answer is? Hachem Ayaskini, you know what we're talking about? Kigon Shefrishu Kolim Chatzos. In fact, the case is that this Korban Pesach was designated as a Korban Pesach prior to Chatzos, when there were Balim on it. And then Mesu Balim Acha Chatzos. And then the owners died, but it was after it already was a Korban Pesach. There were Balim on it at the time that Chatzos came, so it was a valid Korban Pesach with Balim on it, but Nebuch, the Balim passed away. There's only one Baal on it, the two Balim on it. Nebuch, they both passed away. And the Havilah, in this situation, it is nearer, it was able to be, it was, so to say, seen, it was able to be brought as a Korban Pesach, but then Nidcha, because it lost the Balim, so for a period of time, when it had no Balim, it was Dochui, it was pushed away. And this is a famous rule of Nira, if something was capable of being brought, but Nidcha, and it was pushed away. The Chol HaNira V'Nidcha, Shuv Eino Choz V'Nira. Once something is unable to be brought as a Korban, even if it subsequently afterwards, the problem was corrected, there were no Balim on it, so it couldn't be brought. But then you got Balim on it, so it could be brought before it was Shechted, but no. We have this rule. Once it was nidcha, it was able to be brought, nira, and then nidcha, and then was unable to be brought, even though you corrected and made it nira again, shuv eino choz v'nira. And that's what we're talking about. According to this, Rav Huna Amar Rav and the problem of Rav Chiya bar Gamda aren't any more a problem. You don't have to say that you require an akira. They could have their akira by themselves. And only in this situation, because of nira, the nidcha, Eino Chozev Inira, that's why this is the exception to the rule. Mar says, no, that doesn't work, unfortunately. Because who is the one that says this opinion that Nira Vinidcha, Shuv Eino Chozev Inira, it's not Rav. Rav doesn't hold like that. And the whole question that we have over here is according to Rav Huna Amar Rav. So Midei, Hu Taima El Rav. The whole question over here is the statement of Rav Huna Amar Rav. And Rav himself, Ha Amar Rav, Bali Chaim Einim Nidachim. He doesn't hold from this idea of Nira V'Nidcha Shuv Eino Choz V'Nira if the animal is still alive. Once you shechted it, he agrees with this principle. But if the animal is still alive, as in our case, where it's designated as a Korban Psochem, as a Korban Pesach before Chatzos, and then after Chatzos, the Balim died, but the animal is still alive, hasn't been shechted, and then you'd get new Balim on it, so then Rav would say it is perfectly good. We don't say in this situation, Eino Choz V'Nira. We would say, in fact, Nira V'Nidcha, Shuv Chozev V'Nira, as long as it hasn't been shechted. So that can't be the answer as well. Elo Omra Popo, so here's the answer. Ha'mani, whose opinion is actually brought down in this Braisa, this is Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer, old Rabbi Eliezer, he, the Omar, V'chein HaShochet Acherim L'Shem Pesach Pasul. We had it on Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you shecht a Korban Shlomim L'Shem Korban Pesach, so in that situation, it's no good. Dehavale psulo begufo. So even according to Rav Huna Amar Rav, that a Pesach automatically becomes a shlamim without doing an akira, nevertheless, it would still be nisraf miyat according to Rabbi Eliezer, because he says this is an intrinsic psul, dehavale psulo begufo, and therefore that's why it's not a stira. Where says no, can't be. The Rabbi Eliezer. Wait a second. If you're telling me it's Rabbi Eliezer, then you have to have it Rabbi Eliezer the whole way through. The Rabbi Eliezer, he says chatos nami mechayev. Then you should be chayev a chatos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even if you shafted in this situation, you chayev a chatos because it's not a kosher carbon. The ha less later Rabbi Eliezer told dvar mitzvah potter. Rabbi Yoshua holds that if you're tov b'dvar mitzvah, you're potter. But Rabbi Eliezer says even if you're tov b'dvar mitzvah, you're chayev a chatos. So then you shouldn't have over here that you're potter avo yisarif miyad. It should be that you're chayev the yisarif miyad. So it can't be Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says again, back to the drawing board. Elo, you have to answer as follows: Tirgum Rav Yosef berei de Rav Salah Chasida kamei de Rav Papa. Rav Yosef, who was the son of Rav Salah Chasida, interpreted this Brisa in the following way in front of Rav Papa, and he said, "Who's the author of this Brisa? Homani. This is the opinion of Yosef ben Chonai. This is Yosef ben Chonai. What did Yosef ben Chonai say? So this is a Mishnah in Zvachim, very first Mishnah in Zvachim, where it says, Yosef ben Chonai says, Hanishchotim l'shem Pesach u'l'shem Chatos psulim. He says, any carbon that is not a carbon Pesach, not a carbon Chatos, that you took from whatever it was a shlomim, and you shechted l'shem carbon Pesach, you shechted l'shem carbon Chatos, is no good. They're pasul. And this is a psul that's an intrinsic psul, Amo psulo begufohi, and therefore umishum haki yisarf miyad. That's why you go burn it right away, because it's a posel right away. But he holds like Rabbi Yoshua that says that in this situation you're tov b'dvar mitzvah ubipture sovalok Rabbi Yoshua that you're not chayev achatos. So that's how this is the opinion of Yosef ben Chonai, who holds that in fact yisarf miyad because it's an intrinsic psul. By shechting anything, l'shem korban pesach, that's not a korban pesach, or l'shem achatas, it's not a achatas, it's an intrinsic psul, it's no good, but he holds like Rabbi Yoshua, that if he did this on Shabbos, it would be tov b'dvar mitzvah, and you wouldn't be chayev achatas. That is how we can reconcile the view of Rav Huna Amar Rav with all these other brisos. That's teretz number one. Now we're going to try a teretz number two, which we'll ultimately reject, but we'll try. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says, I got another teretz for you. How to say the Rav Huna Amar Rav, the original version that we had, is correct. And he says it doesn't require akira. Rav holds the Omar, ki Rabbi Yishmol, b'nosh Rabbi Yochim b'broka. Rav's opinion is in accord with Rabbi Yishmol, b'nosh Rabbi Yochim b'broka. What is that? To tell you, we learn another brisa. Rabbi Yishmol, b'nosh Rabbi Yochim b'broka, Omar, he holds, im yesh shohus b'yom, if there is still time left in the day, you dial it in the afternoon, Erev Pesach, Leida, to know, im moshku ba'al emesideyem, oshimesu, oshinitmu, if there is still time to find out, that does this carbon Pesach have balam on it? Did they remove themselves and go to another carbon Pesach? Or did they nebuch pass away? Or did they become tummy? And therefore, it's not a kosher carbon Pesach. So if there's enough time to know that, and you shechted it anyway, chayiv, then you're going to have to bring a chatas, because you shechted Erev Pesach, Chol Yos B'Shabbos, an animal that wasn't allowed to be brought, because there was time to find out. And therefore, he's chayiv. He has to bring a chatas. This is not called Tov Dvar Mitzvah. He should have got checked it out. And that's why he's chayiv. But since it's an extrinsic psul, there's nothing technically wrong with this animal. It's the fact that there's no balam on it, or that they died, or that they became tameh. In that situation, to uber to russo, v'yosei l'beis ha-srefa. You don't burn it right away. You wait till the lina, you wait till it's to uber to russo, and then you burn it in the beis ha-srefa. How come? My taima, la mishum delo boy akira, mustn't it be? Because Rav Huna Amar Rav is correct, that you don't have to go and uproot it, because otherwise it still would be a carbon Pesach. And here the problem is that you shechted it as a carbon shlamim. It must be that it automatically got uprooted from being a carbon Pesach to being a carbon shlamim. And that's why it's an extrinsic psul, because it automatically was uprooted from being a carbon Pesach into a carbon shlamim. And the only problem is that it's now shechted after the carbon tamid shalbein rabbayim, which is an extrinsic psul. Where says, no, not necessarily so. Mimai, why are you saying that? Maybe, Dilma, Mishum de Kosavar, La Kitana Deve Rabba Baravua. Maybe, in fact, that the halacha over here is like they learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabba Baravua. What did they learn over there? Diomar, Afilu Pigel, Nami Boy Ibur Tzura. Maybe they hold that every animal that is a psul has to have ibur tzura, has to wait till after the time of lina is over before you go burn it. The olif oven oven minosa, and this is actually a machlokes, and they learn it out through a gzeir shava of oven from noser. Just like noser has to be past its time, and then you can burn it. So too, they learn out that through this gzeir shava that pigul and anything else also requires ibur tzura. So according to this, it doesn't make any difference whether you hold you need to be oker or not. You always require ibur tzura, and even in this situation, if you hold that, like Rav Huna Amar Rav, that you don't have to uproot it directly, nevertheless, it still would require ibur tzura. And I'll show you that this is right. The Gemara says, because the ilo temahachi, if you're not going to hold like this, so then, what about the following scenario? Nitmu balim, maiklim ema. What are you going to say in the situation where the balim became tummy, which is an extrinsic psul, and havadai boy akira? In that situation, you absolutely must uproot it. Havadai boy akira. Because the Amar Rav Chiya Bar Gamda, we already had previously, Rav Chiya Bar Gamda said, Nizruka mipicha bura, we learned in the base medrash, everybody agreed, kigon, shiubam tmei meis. We said in that situation, where it was brought as a Pesach Rishon, but then they didn't bring it, it didn't automatically get uprooted, because they were going to bring it as a Pesach Sheni, because they were tamei. So there we said, it vadai is boyakira, the nidchu, the Pesach Sheni, because the bottom were tamei meis, and they were going to bring it on Pesach Sheni. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yishmael, Benoshu, Yochanan, and Broka, he still would hold in that situation that you have to have Ibur Tzura. So clearly, you need to have the Akira done in this situation, and it's going to be a psul only because of the Balam Utame. And therefore, this can't be the answer for Huna Marav. And the Gemara says, Ela Machvarta, Kiddushan Nekor. The first teretz we gave is right, but the second teretz from Ravashi is not right. Only Yosef ben Chonaihi, that was a good teretz, but this teretz from Ravashi, to say that Zishmol, Benoshu, Yochum, and Broker, doesn't actually work. I know this last piece was a little bit complicated, but Baruch Hashem, we concluded another beautiful parak in the Gemara Pesachim. Hadron Lecha Eil Dvarim, Hadron Lecha Eil Dvarim, Hadron Lecha Eil Dvarim. And with this, we conclude today's shiur. Tomorrow we'll start Mitzvah Hashem, the seventh parak.